Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
Have we got a couple of hot topics for you? Kind of one of those things like you get together with family at a reunion and you find out something about your uncle that you kind of knew was a mess. And it's like, oh, then all the gossip comes in and it's like, oh, we always knew that about Larry. This is happening. We're going to break down some news for you right now that is going to be a little bit shocking. There's been a thing going on in the world for a few years called the Great Reset. It's intentional, it's orchestrated, and it's planned. And there's a little counter narrative called the Great Awakening. And it's in large part being led by deep dives by Clay Clark.
Greetings, and hopefully I get unblurry soon here. I apologize for my it's my perpetual internet crapola.
It's all that energy you put off, Clay.
Yeah, I think it's just living in Tulsa. Living in Tulsa. Everybody I know in Tulsa struggles with internet. That's just the thing. So is what it is, but it doesn't affect our ability to go into this stuff.
There's big stuff going on, Clay. You were sharing with us. Obviously, there's huge news coming out of Russia. Let's jump into that real fast, because obviously we heard about what happened this past weekend. What's going on now?
Well, first off, we open our Bible to Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. The Bible states that when the Euphrates River dries up, and it is, that China and Russia will team up, and they are, and that's going to happen. And the false prophet will show up. That's Yuval Noah Harari. And so the news has to catch up with what the Bible already prophesied. So right now, today, this just in from the Independent, I'll pull it up on my screen here. And again, anytime you start talking about situations involving war, conflict, you would be very accurate and very honest with everything that we know as it comes in. We don't want to have hyperbolic statements about these kinds of things. But Russia, this is the Russia-Ukraine war live. This is from the Independent. It says Russian spy chief makes bizarre claim that the U.S., U.K., and Ukraine were behind the Moscow attack. The head of Russia's Federal Security Service, that's FSB, has made the bizarre claim that the U.S., U.K., and Ukraine were involved in the terror attack on Moscow, the Moscow concert hall that killed 139 people, as the Kremlin keeps pushing a false narrative trying to link its invasion of Ukraine to the shooting. Anyway, so what they're doing now, they being the Russian, this would be the head of Russia's Federal Security Service, he is stating or making the case that the reason why the Moscow attack happened was because of plotting and or planning from the United States, UK, and Ukraine. Now, if you look at Putin's statements that he's been making for the last 2 weeks in a row, he has been very clear that if NATO or any countries are involved in any kind of aggressive attack versus Russia, they will be met with a harsh response. So what that means is, from the mindset of Putin's intelligence group, they believe the United States is to blame for that attack in Moscow. So we're now in a very weird situation right now, where you might turn on your television later today and find that a series of other events related to that may be taking place. So again, this is sort of Pearl Harbor-y. This is how I would describe this. This is a situation where, you know, when Pearl Harbor happened, obviously America said they awoke the sleeping giant. Japan was involved. Therefore, we're going to take action. We're going to retaliate. We all know Normandy, et cetera, et cetera. You're seeing Russia now is starting to make the case that they have justification for further action against the United States.
Okay, so let's go back. There's a history of events, and maybe I'm making too big of a jump, but the Nord Stream pipeline getting blown up. You know, the U.S. was like, hey, I don't know what happened. It must have, and then as things come along, it's a little bit like when you have a middle school student and there's like, I didn't do something, but like, okay, here's this and your phone and there's a picture. Okay, all right, maybe I did, you know. That sort of unrolled in a way that was a bad look for America, specifically to the Biden administration. How much can we trust news coming out of D.C. versus news coming out, you know, from around the world on a topic like this, like whether we're involved or not? I'd like to say we weren't, but.
Well, and I'll say this, Tucker Carlson, was very accurate from the very beginning. I'd say the Reese report was very accurate from the beginning. I would say One America was very accurate from the beginning. I would say that the guests you've had on your show were very accurate from the beginning about the Nord Stream pipeline. Mm-hmm. And again, I mean, that is a major economic engine for Russia. So that is also under Biden's watch, America seized Putin's money. So let's talk about the things that we know that have already happened that are like a finger in the eye of Russia. A, we seized their money. We attacked their economic engine, their pipeline. And now they're saying that we are behind the attack. So on their soil. So I'm just saying we are really in a precarious situation today. So I don't know what that means exactly in terms of the action steps. I'm not prophetic, but I can just say, wow. An update number two, everyone needs to know this morning, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, also known by many as the Star Spangled Banner Bridge. Okay. This particular bridge is named after the author, the writer of the song, the Star Spangled Banner. So that very specific bridge, which is a key transportation connection for the people in Baltimore, that bridge has collapsed this morning. And we know that the Singaporean container ship called the Dali, D-A-L-I, it attempted to change its course 2 minutes prior to hitting the bridge, and it was suffering from power loss. So just to be clear, with 737s, with Tesla automobiles, with many cars today, a lot of these modern huge ships and aircraft, they have technology in them that if that technology was corrupted or interfered with or it stops working, planes crash, barges run into bridges, et cetera. So that just happened. So are those events related? I'm not suggesting they are, but people do need to know that that has happened. And the footage of it is very troubling, and everybody should see that. But again, I'm not prophetic, but I want people to think about this. The Star Spangled Banner Bridge has collapsed at a time where America looks to be facing an economic collapse. So I just want people to know, I mean, that is a real thing that actually happened, and our thoughts and prayers should be with everybody out there who's mm-hmm. lost a loved one there. Again, we're talking about a Greyhound bus went into the water. Multiple cars. I don't want to exaggerate the death count or get that wrong because every life matters, but we're talking dozens of people have died. And again, this ship, you'll notice the lights go off. They're trying to steer. Apparently, they threw down their anchor as an attempt to stop it. They tried everything possible to stop this. So it looks as though it wasn't a human error. It looks as though it's a mechanical error. Now, was it a nefarious mechanical error? We don't know that, but as you look at the footage here, this boat is going to come in and hit this bridge. Now, this is one of these bridges where a lot of people, myself included, would feel nervous driving over a bridge like this because it's so high in the air, and you can see the whole bridge collapses there into the water. And again, that happens. So within a 24-hour span, think about these events. Russia has declared the United States is responsible for their version of 9/11, essentially. And at the same time, we have a major U.S. bridge that has collapsed. So there's a lot going on right now. And I would just say the theme of today's show is we're facing a collapse. The media industry, Dave, just last night, P. Diddy, or he started out, his name was Sean Combs. He went to Howard University. His name was Sean Combs. And he introduced Casey and JoJo to the world of music, the Notorious B.I.G. He introduced Mary J. Blige, et cetera. He then changed his name to Puff Daddy, and then from that changed his name to P. Diddy, then again to Diddy. But he is the mentor, air quotes, the mentor for Justin Bieber when Justin Bieber was under the age of 15. He was the mentor, air quotes, for Usher. He is a close mentor, air quotes, for T.D. Jakes, the famous pastor. And he is now, his homes were raided by federal agents yesterday due to allegations of sex trafficking. So again, you're seeing the collapse of the music industry, the collapse of the dollar, and the collapse of the Star Spangled Banner Bridge. All of these events are all happening simultaneously.
Clay, have you done any studying on the eclipse that's coming April the 8th? There's a lot coming out about that, as well as even like communities where they're closing school and they're giving a lot of warnings and those kind of things surrounding the eclipse and what could possibly happen.
Both federal and local level are issuing these warnings about, like, you know, have 2 weeks of food and water on hand and things like this. You know, Jackson County, Missouri, where I live, the county health department's putting out warnings because of the eclipse. I'm like, that's odd, because we have eclipses pretty regularly. I've never seen the government get involved.
I've done a deep dive on it. I have, and I actually put out a show about it. And the thing I will say is there's two calendars, okay? So you have the calendar that America currently lives by today. And in this calendar, it's filled with holidays, right? Well, then you have the original calendar, and it's filled with holy days. So just as an example, and you can do a deep dive if you want to, folks, but we celebrate in America Jezebel and Ishtar every year. We call it Easter. What? Yeah. And so pagan egg. Someone says, no, we don't. You're sick. Just telling you, we celebrate Jezebel and Ishtar every year with pagan eggs. It's called Easter. So in my office, I joke about it all the time. I can have these jokes in my office because of the culture we've created here. But anytime someone on my staff is like, hey, I'm going to go celebrate Easter with family, I said, all right, you go celebrate Jezebel and Ishtar and let me know how it goes. Because that's a pagan holiday. It's not a holy day. Now, the Bible lays out for us the holy days, and as I've been studying this Great Reset agenda more and more, I've become more and more convinced that many of the things that we do mindlessly in America, like listening to pop music, celebrating the resurrection of Christ with pagan eggs, we do things and we don't even think about why we do those things. So as it relates to the eclipse, I'll put a link here in the show notes. Maybe I can send that to you guys on the link here. I'll send it. I'm sending it to your producer right now. So maybe you could put a link to it, because I did a whole deep dive on it.
Okay.
But great. I will say Glenn Beck picked up on this, but basically Hamas announced this past week that the reason why they attacked Israel at the specific day that they did was because of the unblemished red heifers. So they said that they attacked Israel on the day they did because Israel now has unblemished red heifers. Mm-hmm. And we'll into it here. So in order for the Antichrist to emerge, there has to be a rebuilding of the third temple. And Yuval Noah Harari is now calling openly for the rebuilding of the temple, and he wants to declare new times and laws. And so the Hamas has said, hey, look, you're having Israel having red heifers and getting ready to sacrifice them in order to rebuild the temple. That's a problem. And if anybody out there is not aware of this, Israel, just so we're clear, the Jews or Israelis, you know, the people that follow the Jewish belief, they don't believe that Christ has returned yet. Okay. So they want to build this third temple. Now, we as Christians believe that once the third temple has been constructed, we're going to see the Antichrist declare that he is God. And so you're seeing Yuval Noah Harari now saying that we need to rebuild the temple. So I'm going to play this clip real quick so people can see this. So as it relates to the eclipse relates specifically to the red heifers and the collapse of the dollar and the drying of the Euphrates and all of these events taking place simultaneously. Let me hit play real quick here.
Why is Hamas saying 100 days into the war it was the transfer of these red heifers from Texas to Israel that played a role in October 7th?
On September.
Now, on the prophetic, this might be something that Stacy and her ilk would be interested in. My wife would be very interested in this. Kim Clement talked about there's two clocks ticking, two simultaneous clocks, and they're going at different times, and they're eventually going to come into sync. And so many people believe that this, again, we're on a pagan calendar where we do holidays, not holy days. Many people believe that our Babylonian Empire, which operates off of the pagan holidays, will soon end, and these two clocks will converge on the day of the eclipse and the presence of the red heifers and the collapse of the dollar and the collapse of the American / Babylonian system. So there's a lot there. So I don't know, Dave. I can tell you this. I will not be going on any large bridges during the eclipse. Okay. I will be here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, praying until my head explodes.
Well, you know, people get into this, they may say, well, I don't believe in this, I don't believe in that. It's kind of irrelevant. If there was a terrorist group that was committed to Groundhog Day or something, and like, you know, if, you know, they're against it. So if anybody celebrates Groundhog Day, they're going to come out and do a terrorist attack against it, or, you know, whatever. Like, it doesn't matter what we believe. If they believe that, and that's their timing, and they think Groundhog Day is a big deal, and they're all committed to, you know, whatever it takes, you know, that's a hill to die on is Groundhog Day, then that's a day to look out for, you know? And so there is something happening, you know, in the skies. It's undeniable. And then the celestial bodies have been assigned from God, and people that every tribe and tongue have always looked at and acknowledged as, you know, timing crops and harvests and when to go to war, when not. Like, that's a real thing, regardless if somebody believes in the Bible or not. And so when you look at what's going on in the natural, you know, you can tie it to what's going on spiritually or what the Bible says. But the people that are doing these things, I mean, if they believed in it enough to orchestrate the October attack on Israel, then it needs to be taken seriously.
Right. Now, I'm going to play this clip here real quick, and I promise, folks, I'm going to end this limited time we have together with some really positive wins for America. So it's going to feel like you're going down to the bottom of the submarine, and I've cut off your oxygen supply, but I promise we're not going to go down to the bottom of the ocean in a submarine where we've cut off the oxygen supply. It's going to end positively. It might feel like we've crashed the plane into the side of a mountain, but I promise the plane will land safely. This is going to be
I expect no less. That's the way every interaction I've ever had with you felt like. And it ends on a good note.
It always ends on a good note.
It ends on a positive. I'm like, hey, he nailed the landing. I don't know how he did that.
It's going to be a positive landing. Here we go.
Michael Elise here. What is the historical parallel, the closest parallel to a politician who is this embroiled in legal problems in the run-up to an election? What can you think of any? Is there any history?
Come on. This guy's flashing up the Illuminati sign on mainstream media TV. And we always say, you know, symbolism will be the downfall. So every lie, every evil will be revealed. And so look at this. It's on mainstream media. Come on. Mm-hmm. This is no longer. He holds it up there for three consecutive seconds on MSNBC. Now, this is some exciting stuff here. Here we go. Exciting stuff. So at the very moment that he does that, follow me, folks. At the very moment he does that, Trump, who's facing a $454 million, this is Trump, okay, he needs to come up with $454 million. That's how much Trump needed to come up with. At the very moment that homeboy put up the Illuminati symbol, President Trump's net worth jumped 8 times how much money he owed in fines.
Wow. At the very second.
So President Trump's net worth, the fine was $454 million, okay? And Trump's net worth was $2.6 billion before that day started. And now Trump's net worth has jumped from $2.6 billion here to $6.5 billion, from $2.6 billion to $6.5. As that guy was flashing the Illuminati symbol, the fine that Trump is supposed to pay, $454 million, he received back what he was owed times 8 at the very moment that idiot was flashing that. And that's because President Trump's is a social media platform, Truth Social, was able to effectively merge, and therefore they are now going to be a publicly traded company trading under the ticker symbol DJT. So his net worth went up. Again, 8 times more than the fine at the
that
very
is
moment.
Awesome.
I was watching this interview, and simultaneously, I was watching Trump's net worth on a website I look at, and it jumped at the very moment that happened. So it's the craziest. So again, for all the prophetic people out there, that's something. And then also one thing I want to leave you with encouragement right now is we just about 25 minutes ago, we just helped Peter Navarro raise the $1.25 million goal.
Yes.
I'll pull it up on the screen at givesendgo.com/Navarro. And for people who want to know what it's like to be stuck in my head, when I heard that Peter Navarro needed to raise the money, you know, without any hesitation on December 23rd, I said, yes, let's do it. Dave, you were one of the first people I talked to, you and Stacy, on the 23rd of December. And since that, I've been myopically focused. We've been myopically focused on hitting that goal. When I found out he was going to prison, you know, without any hesitation, we made sure we made arrangements so that Peter Navarro's family can stay in a safe environment. They can't just Uber to the prison for those visits. They got to be in a private vehicle. There's got to be security. A lot went into that. And without any hesitation, we said, yep, we took care of it. We made the action steps. And I thought I'd probably be stuck with the bill. That's kind of my mindset, was like, well, this will be expensive. So we took the action. And then since taking the action, we've been able to raise over $300,000 to cover that final boost right there. And so for anybody out there, if you want to bless, if you want to take action today, if you want to bless Peter Navarro and President Trump, I got three calls to action for you. One, if you go to GibsonGo.com/Navarro and you donate anything at all at GibsonGo.com/Navarro, you are entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass for the Reawaken America Tour, June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan, which, by the way, we just found out we're just now under 800 tickets remaining, just under 800 tickets remaining for the Reawaken America Tour, June 7th and 8th. That's a real thing. That's GibsonGo.com/Navarro. He's a 74-year-old man who fixed America's economy under President Trump's leadership. He was Trump's chief economic advisor. He pushed for low taxation, deregulation, and tough negotiation with China. If you are a tax-paying citizen, that guy helped you a lot. So do what you can to support him today. GibsonGo.com/Navarro. Second positive thing, for anybody who goes to DonaldJTrump.com today and donates, anybody who goes to DonaldJTrump.com and donates, unfortunately, I meet a lot of people that donate at the wrong website. You have to go to DonaldJTrump.com for the donations to get to him. If you'll go to DonaldJTrump.com or DonaldJTrump.com and you donate anything at all and you text me proof of donation, you're also entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. And then finally, our business workshops that we do every 2 months. We have Tim Tebow joining us here for the June 27th and 28th Thrive Time Show Business Workshop. We are now half sold for that event. So we're halfway through selling out that event. That's ThriveTimeShow.com. And those are the business conferences I've been doing every 2 months since 2005. So if you're out there today and you want to learn accounting, branding, search engine optimization, hiring, firing, workflows, linear workflows, how to grow a business, how to create time freedom, how to start a business, how to grow a business. You can get those tickets at thrivetimeshow.com. So again, Trump was sued. He was fined. Trump was fined $454 million. And he has already received eightfold. They went after him for $454 million, and his net worth went from $2.6 billion, look it up, folks, to $3.5 billion at the very time that the satanic Illuminati members were flashing the Illuminati symbol. The DJT ticker symbol went live.
Wow.
And Trump's net worth went up. Folks, he's a 77-year-old man. It took him 77 years to build a net worth of $2.6 billion. And on the very day he's supposed to pay, his net worth went from $2.6 billion to folks, you got to look up. Everyone should look it up. This guy, he grew his net worth by 2.2 times at the very moment he's supposed to pay up. So I just want to know, that was a win for America. And on the very day, on the actual day, the very day. And then my wife's going, I told you so. Calm down. So I just think it's incredible. So keep watching the prophetic report, although the show does freak me out, folks.
I love you. Just made my day, Clay. Thank you so much for sharing that. God is so good.
She's going to be unbearable
there
to be
is,
with the rest of the day.
There is no fight between God and Satan. You cannot beat God. Satan was a created being. God created everything. God wins every single time. I love it. Thank you for sharing that, Clay.
I also want to tell Flyover family, I mean, all of this boils down. I don't care what topic you want to talk about, Biden, the border, election integrity, all of these things. There's two groups of people in America, ones that love America, think America is either great or has the ability to be great based on our founding documents, and that's what we need to adhere to, or you think America is bad, it's terrible, it needs to be removed, dismantled, burned down, and it's the thing in the way of true progress of this utopian society, and everybody falls into one of those two categories, every policy, every vote, everything, and Clay, everything that you do, everything that President Trump's doing, everything that Eric Trump's doing, it's based on this belief that America is good to the degree that we adhere to our founding documents, the Constitution. And if we do that, the world is better and people thrive. People do better. And you're doing more truly than anybody I know to move the dial and affect change more behind the scenes than you even do on the scenes. And so I encourage everybody to go to thrivetimeshow.com. We got to be at this event in June in Detroit. In this business conference, people hit us up all the time, you know, because for past lives, we've owned a lot of things. We've lived 9 states and 2 countries. They're like, hey, what can I do in my business and this stuff? We've been to maybe 6 of your business conferences, and it's the biggest game changer of any educational experience I've ever been a part of. If you want to learn practical, what do I got to do to move the needle in my company? That's the place to be.
That's exactly right.
I would add one thing real quick. This is kind of wild here. On President Trump's Truth Social account right now, he is actually telling everyone to buy a Bible and read it now. He's actually saying this right now.
Yeah,
just before we hopped on our show today, he's on Truth Social telling every American to buy a Bible, to read the Bible, and he's now saying the Bible is, in fact, his favorite book. This is what he's saying right now. Everybody, you have to... I mean, this is on the week of Easter Sunday, where he's supposed to be losing everything. He gets an 8-fold return on what was taken from him. And he is now on there telling you that you should read the Bible right now. You need to buy a Bible. I mean, that's Roberts, baby. It's unbelievable. Now, he's not saying you should read a couple of books or here's a suggestion. He's saying you need to read the Bible. It's unbelievable. And again, Kim Clement said he would be filled with the Holy Spirit before he returns. And the best way to be filled with the Holy Spirit is to read God's word. So way to go, President Trump. Pitching the Bible. Unbelievable. I'm going to go pay for myself to calm down.
I love it.
Thanks, Clay.
Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for all the good news. I'm fired up.
The Thrive Time Show 2-day interactive business workshops are the world's highest rated and most reviewed business workshops because we teach you what you need to know to grow.
You can learn the proven 13-point business system that Dr. Zellner and I have used over and over to start and grow successful companies. I mean, we get into the specific steps on what you need to do to optimize your website. We're going to teach you how to fix your conversion rate. We're going to teach you how to do a social media marketing campaign that works. How do you raise capital? How do you get a small business loan? We teach you everything you need to know here during a 2-day, 15-hour workshop. It's all here for you. You work every day in your business, but for 2 days you can escape and work on your business and build these proven systems so now you can have a successful company that will produce both the time freedom and the financial freedom that you deserve. You're going to leave energized, motivated, but you're also going to leave empowered. The reason why I've built these workshops is because as an entrepreneur, I always wish that I had this. And because there wasn't anything like this, I would go to these motivational seminars, no money down, real estate, Ponzi scheme, get motivated seminars, and they would never teach me anything. It was like you went there and you paid for the big chocolate Easter bunny, but inside of it, it was a hollow nothingness. And I wanted the knowledge, and they're like, oh, but we'll teach you the knowledge after our next workshop. And the great thing is we have nothing to upsell. At every workshop, we teach you what you need to know. There's no one in the back of the room trying to sell you some next big get-rich-quick, walk-on-hot-coals product. It's literally we teach you the brass tacks, the specific stuff that you need to know to learn how to start and grow a business. And I encourage you to not believe what I'm saying, but I want you to Google the Z66 Auto Auction. I want you to Google Elephant in the Room. Look at Robert Zellner and Associates. Look them up and say, are they successful because they're geniuses? Or are they successful because they have a proven system? When you do that research, you will discover that the same systems that we use in our own business can be used in your business. Come to Tulsa, book a ticket, and I guarantee you it's going to be the best business workshop ever. And we'll even give you your money back if you don't love it. We've built this facility for you, and we're excited to see you.
And now you may be thinking, what does it actually cost to attend an in-person 2-day interactive Thrive Time Show business workshop? Well, good news. The tickets are $250 or whatever price that you can afford. What? Yes, they're $250 or whatever price you can afford. I grew up without money and I know what it's like to live without money. So if you're out there today and you want to attend our in-person 2-day interactive business workshop, all you got to do is go to thrivetimeshow.com to request those tickets. And if you can't afford $250, we have scholarship pricing available to make it affordable for you.
We'll be right back.
You know what time it is. It's time for an economic update with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Welcome.
Hey, it's so good to be with you.
Thank you. You're not in your car. You're back in studio.
Back in studio. I mean, we tried to do this yesterday, but we had like this crazy dumb ice storm. It's turned snowstorm and internet wasn't working really good.
We're glad we got you. Glad you're overcoming those things. I know you're in greater demand now than ever. Mm-hmm. The number of calls, texts, emails, and things that we're getting it's mind-blowing, truly. It's almost a constant thing about this topic, and you've been traveling. I know you're speaking on this. For people that don't know Dr. Kirk, we've known him for over 25 years. He has not one but two PhDs, and I always joke, man, this ain't your grandpa's PhD. This guy, look, he's got the cool David Nino Rodriguez kind of white T-shirt thing going on today, you know, and so, like, you're the coolest PhD ever, but You truly spend more time on these things, also looking them through a biblical world lens, because that's one of your doctorates as well. And I tell you what, it's so necessary right now.
So necessary. I mean, I just did my weekly commentary for all of our clients and had very little to do with economics this week. It was all about Easter, yeah. Right? Because you look at what that was all about. It took immense courage, right, for Jesus to do what he did. And he actually asked God, he said, please, if at all possible, take this cup away. I don't want this, right? I don't want to do this, because he knew the suffering and the pain, but yet he pushed through. And now if we choose him, we all have eternal life, right? And you know, parallel Queen Esther, you know, one of the bravest stories in the Bible, put her life on the line for her country. She was heard, country was saved, because she acted out in courage. And then, you know, Bonhoeffer, you know, what would, you know, during the time of Hitler, you know, trying to speak truth, trying to be light in this dark world. And he said, silence in the face of evil is evil itself, right? We have to do something. And so the parallel is, you know, all of these great things happened in the face of horrific events, but there was courage, there was faith, there was stepping out. Whether it's Jesus saving the entire world for eternity, Esther saving a nation, Bonhoeffer saving a nation and speaking out against one of the most evil atrocities of all time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, us, you know, bring it right down home is we have to have faith and courage to actually do something that we haven't done before. It's like, oh, stocks and bonds, and that's what we've always been told and this and that. It's like, sometimes it takes a leap of faith to listen to a guy who you've never met, but you trust David and Stacy, and David and Stacy trust me. And so therefore you make the call, but that's a huge leap of faith, and I get it. And it's doing something that a lot of people haven't been used to: physical, tangible assets, right? Mm-hmm. Like gold and silver, not in stock or mutual fund form, but in physical form. That's a leap of faith. Yeah. And I get it. And so that is courage. And so you bring it all together, and I'm excited about what's happening for us as believers in the world that we're living in. Cause you can see, Stacy, before we got on the show, you were praying like you always do. And you always pray for me and my family every single week about multiple fold increase. What the enemy has stolen, God will replace it multiple fold. And we just saw that happen with Trump.
It's unbelievable.
I know. It's so exciting. I mean,
seriously. It's amazing. So I'm excited about what God's doing in the spirit and bringing that to the physical world. Right. And so this is all that we do is we understand the times that we're living in. We identify it. Sometimes you can't change it, but once you identify it, you can adapt, act accordingly. And this is where I believe that there is this transfer of wealth from the wicked to the righteous.
Yep.
And we are dealing with spiritual things in the economy, dark things, loss of freedom, loss of privacy. I mean, that's not God thing. When you're talking about central bank digital currency, that's man's way of controlling you. And now it starts to get worse. You know, as we're recording this, you know, the bridge came down in Baltimore. It's like, okay, you look at that bridge, and this is how I'm tying this into economic stuff. That was a very strategic thing, because it's the big long bridge right as you get into the port. That thing sank, people died, but now cargo ships can't get through because of the wreckage underneath. So they're going to cut off potentially food supply or other kind of big container ships that service Baltimore and DC and probably Philly. It's like, this is economic warfare turning into something worse. So we, as wise stewards of what God has given us, having that courage, having that boldness, realizing there's some stuff happening that's going to happen in the financial markets, and we don't have to be afraid of it. We don't have to be afraid because there's a solution, and we don't want to listen to their lies either. I mean, I'll just put it out there. Janet Yellen, Jerome Powell, they're lying about the economy. Biden, he's lying about the economy. They always have. I mean, I'm not just picking on them. Politicians lie about the economy. So case in point, this week, big, huge inflation number comes out. The PCE, the personal consumption expenditures, which is basically the stuff that we spend minus food and energy. And that's a pretty big one. Well, I have a weird gut feeling that it's not going to look good. Why? Because they're releasing the data on Good Friday when the markets are closed, stock markets are closed, bond markets are closed. People are traveling. They're going to see family. By the time things open again on Monday, they forgot about what happened on Friday, right? Very strategic time to release inflation numbers. But this is coming off the tails of 2 weeks ago. The unemployment and jobs numbers came out, which was, I don't know what was lying about what, but there was lies, because they created 275,000 new jobs and they were bragging about it. But yet they said unemployment went up. It's like, okay, how do you create jobs and unemployment goes up? They're lying. They're fudging the numbers. This is where we as believers start to say, okay, if something doesn't make sense, let's get to the core issue of it. If we know that they're lying, our wallets will actually ultimately tell us the truth about inflation, about everything else. But boy, we're entering into weird times, David and Stacey, where we have to do something outside of the norm and get rid of our normalcy bias if we want to thrive and grow in this economy.
There's a little bit of a mindset, kind of like I think there's kind of almost a stripping of a gear mentally when you see people today wearing a mask out of fear of COVID, you know, like someone wrong. And it's almost paralleled to people who still look at the dollar as a real thing. You know, we kind of grew up, it's so heavily marketed and so grained in your brain that's a real thing. That is not monopoly money, that is actually backed by something, you know, but it's not. And so people are kind of waking up to this, like, oh, this is a game. And these are it's like Dumb and Dumber with the IOUs. It's like, what's that? It's $350,000. What's an IOU? It's the same as cash. You know, it's for a Ferrari. Yeah. It's like that same thing. That's like when you go to the bank and they give you cash, it's only worth something because
whatever they say it's worth,
because they say it is, and you give it to somebody and they'll take, you know, they'll trade you something for that asset because they believe it's worth what it says. But that's changing, and it's not us on the outside, it seems like the ones on the inside that are intentionally destroying it. They just issued another like $1.3 trillion. Well, they don't have that in the back room. They just inject it into the economy.
And where the money's going to.
By creating it. Yeah. And so it's obviously going to a lot of weird causes and different things and all over the world, but it's not going to making Americans' lives better or securing our lifestyle, you know, which is making sure that the money that people worked and saved for in their retirement or what you have in the bank, that it actually is worth something.
Yeah.
They're trying to have a great reset.
So if you see somebody wearing a mask, does it make you feel safer?
No, not at all.
It doesn't make me feel safer. It's like, it actually makes me feel less safe. It's like, what's wrong with them at this point, right? I mean, it's like weird, but they bought into the lie. So there's other things that are starting to happen where you feel as safe now with money in the bank as you did 5 years ago?
No,
absolutely not.
Definitely not.
If I were to show you, you know, a $20 bill, you think this is the strongest currency? Do you have the same view as our currency as you would have 5 years ago?
No, definitely not.
Probably not. I mean, that one's kind of, well, cash is cash and you can go spend it. But mostly people would say, I don't know, it doesn't seem like it buys me as much as it used to. If you were to see gold or silver, would you have the same impression? Do you think it's worth something? Do you think it's valuable?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you had a time machine, you could go back 5 weeks ago or 5 years or any point. I'd rather go back and get gold and silver
than
at that moment than go back and get a box of currency of whatever place that was. I don't care what country and what currency was the thing at that time. I'd rather have the gold and silver than the Dutch currency or a German currency or whatever.
See, the point of that little exercise is even at the beginning of this meltdown that we're starting to see, we haven't seen the fruit of it yet completely, but people inherently know that, well, gold and silver is probably value. The dollar probably isn't. I don't think I trust banks anymore. You know, there's all these I don't thinks, you know, but as time goes on and things start to manifest, for sure, they're not going to trust banks. For sure, they're not going to trust the currency anymore, because when you go through a big inflation like Argentina or Venezuela do, you lose confidence in your currency like really quick as a nation, really fast. I mean, imagine a world where in Venezuela 2 years ago, their inflation rate was 1,000,000% a year, 1,000,000. In Turkey right now, their inflation is so bad that they just raised rates to 50%, 50.
Wow.
Right. And now there's more stuff coming right there. So I read a report this weekend, and the SWIFT system, which is all bank wires, you know, internationally, banks sending wires to each other, full on plan adopting central bank digital currency and like now. Right. So it's not just individual banks. It's the entire SWIFT system that's moving towards this digital currency. And it's happening right underneath our nose, which is why we need to have wisdom. We need to have discernment. But really, like Esther, like Jesus, like Bonhoeffer, we have to have courage to make the right move like now. Because just like with Silicon Valley Bank, when they went under and all those other five banks went under, you wouldn't have cared at all if you were 3 months, 6 months, 9 months early and get your money out of the bank when you knew that it failed. But you for sure would not be happy if you were a day late, because you didn't have your money anymore, which is why we keep shouting from the rooftops every single week. You have time, but you better get it done, because I do think that there's a time coming when you won't really have time, when it is going to be too late.
Let me ask you a question, Dr. Kirk. What are the downsides to buying silver and gold? Like, are there, like, what's the floor? Because we already know, you know, if you have money in the bank and then it's gone, it's gone. Or you've got stocks or whatever and they go to zero, you just lost everything.
Blockbuster stock. I got 1,000,000 shares.
Yeah. Okay. What about silver or gold?
See, there's not an awful lot of downside. You know, throughout history, that's not always the case, right? I mean, if you were at, you know, all time highs, well, yeah, it could probably come down, you know, like we saw in 2011. Right now, though, it takes about $19 an ounce to get 1 ounce of silver out of the earth. So really, miners are not going to keep pulling it out of the earth if they're making less than $19 an ounce. They'll just shut down. When they shut down operations, there's no supply and prices start to rebound pretty quickly. So I would say downside risk is probably in the $19 range, which is not that far from where it is. What's the downside risk on a stock? They go to zero. They go bankrupt. What's the downside risk on a cryptocurrency?
Even
quicker.
Yeah.
Right? Floor zero.
Yeah. So I don't see an awful lot of downside risk. That's not what a normal stockbroker or wealth manager or anybody will tell you, but I'll tell you different, because interest rates are impactful to everything. Right. When you have rising interest rates, which is what we need to slow down inflation, that causes bond prices to come crashing down to earth. Or higher rates mean lower priced bonds, insurance companies, annuities companies, which are insurance companies, they're all allocated very heavily into bonds. So are banks, right? So are pension funds. This is a nasty scenario starting to unfold. But I'm not scared about it, right? It's like the devil would want us to be scared about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because he operates out of fear. But we serve a God of fear. We serve a God of judgment and sound mind and liberty and freedom and creativity and love and all of that, right? Just the opposite of fear. Mm-hmm. And so we just have to be wise stewards, identify the trends that are going up, get into them as soon as you can, identify the ones that are going down, get out of them as soon as you can. It's really that simple, and we'll help you through that.
And I love that because it's a relationship. It's not a one-time purchase. Flyover family, once you go to flyovergold.com, you fill out your information. It's a free consultation to get your questions answered. When you make that step forward, and you make that transfer, it's a relationship now with Dr. Kirk where, okay, now it's time to change to gold, or now it's time to do something else. They walk us through that. And it's a relationship. It's a partnership now that we have. And I am so thankful.
There's no commissions when you liquidate.
Yes.
I mean, that I cannot overestimate how exaggerate how important that is, mm-hmm. you know, for people, because you're buying an appreciable asset. And in the world's going crazy, this mm-hmm. has a very high ceiling. We've talked a lot about the floor. Has a very high ceiling. And so you don't want to pay commissions on that increase. So there's a lot of places that you can acquire tangible assets. Are you buying a story? Are you buying a collectible coin that you have to sell the story when you go to sell it? Or are you buying bullion? Are you doing something where they're going to charge you a commission when you sell it and you're paying a commission on all those gains? These are important things you need to know. And if this isn't your space, you need someone you can trust. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we are as all in on Dr. Kirk as you could possibly be. Again, we have the advantage. We've known him for 25 years and there's never been a question mark at any day. I've said this before, if something happened to me tomorrow and I had to pick like one person that's going to like manage what I left behind and they could steward it, it would be Dr. Kirk. It's just like the utmost highest integrity. And so you find out these things when you go through the consultation, yep. Then you're informed to make a fear-free, clear-minded decision.
That's exactly right. So Flyover family, go to flyovergold.com. Again, it's flyovergold.com. Fill out your information or call 720-605-3900. Yep. Do it today. You won't regret it. Dr. Kirk, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
All right, let's get our stuff together here. Hi. I'm David Whitey. If we can skip the hi, my name's David part, because that's where I kind of tend to derail. Hi. But I did good. See, look. First thing says,
say your name.
Say your name. Say your name, David Whitey. If you've been wondering what to do with the spare time you have on Saturday mornings, have I got a way for you to fill that time? Not cleaning your garage, folding your laundry, or doing something with yourself. Filling your head with worthless information about what may or may not have happened 5,000 years ago. Have you ever wondered about ancient civilizations or about chemtrails in the sky? Or have you ever had a friend at school talk to you about... Friend at school.
Some days when you're sitting there with your lunch pail, you're talking to your friends at school, they bring up your flat earth, and you think it's a flat earth. I don't know if your flat earth is flat or not. I don't know, alligators are angry because they got all those teeth and no toothbrush.
and it's all true. And we talk about it every Saturday. We talk about Rubik's Cubes and stuff. We like to have conversations with people that have made documentaries, written books. Oh, this is terrible. I can like feel myself hating watching this later. Okay, give me a swoosh. Let's do this thing for real this time. Have I got a show for you? hang on, my eyes red now? You won't be able to tell in there. Peter can fix it. Can you run it through a filter? Can you run it through the Brad Pitt filter and get rid of my red eyes? Oh, I'm probably doing the world a disservice.
Flyover family, join me every Wednesday for the Prophetic Report at 11:11 Central. You can find it on Rumble. You can find it on the Flyover app. We have such an incredible time of hearing from all of these different prophetic voices like Robin Bullock, Julie Green, Barry Wunsch, Amanda Grace, and Hank Kuhneman. Every week, it's either five or six different prophets that are speaking. And what's interesting is God is speaking through them. And all of these voices come together like puzzle pieces. It is so exciting to hear what the Lord is saying. We're hearing from medical. We're hearing from military intelligence. We're hearing from the financial world. We're hearing from mainstream media. But the most important is, what is God saying? He has not fallen off the throne. He's not nervous. He's not chewing his nails. He is in control. He has plans to prosper us and not to harm us. What a great time to be alive. And I'm so excited for you to join me every Wednesday at 11:11.
For those of you that are my age or maybe even, you know, a little older in that range, you probably remember this commercial. Where's the beef?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I guarantee if there's a cut in the supply chain due to weather, any other kind of political attack, we're in election year, your kids are going to be looking at you saying that exact same thing if all you've stored is rice, beans, and maybe some pudding. They're like, where's the beef? They want to substitute real beef for stuff made in a lab.
It's alive! It's alive!
Even if you're, you know, kind of a prepared person, you've got a few things stored, it's hard to take care of the protein source in a way that's still enjoyable. These prices are so good and the beef isn't in such good quality, you could be storing this beef and use it on a regular basis. This could be part of your Taco Tuesday experience because you don't have to worry about storing it in a freeze location.
The girl has tacos.
So go to flyovermeat.com, use promo code FLYOVER for a huge discount. Again, flyovermeat.com, promo code FLYOVER.